Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're looking at something super interesting.
Yeah.
It's all about how athletes can actually use the time when they're not competing,
right?
You know, the so-called off season, to get even better. We've got some really cool research on this, and I think this could change how we all think about reaching our potential, you know, even if we're not pro athletes.
Definitely. This stuff applies way beyond sports.
So let's jump in. We're going to be looking at some insights from sports psychologists, especially a group called Davenport Psychology. These guys are the real deal, working with athletes all over the place.
Yeah, they're doing some great work.
All right. So here's the thing that kind of blew my mind when I was reading up on all this.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a bunch of studies that show things like how well a team works together or an athlete's confidence level. Even if they're into things like mindfulness and meditation, that stuff can seriously boost their performance.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about physical training anymore.
So explain that a little bit more. Like, why does that mental stuff matter so much?
Okay, imagine you're an athlete about to compete, right?
Okay.
If you're super anxious, your focus is gone, you're tense, you can't perform at your best.
Right, makes sense.
But if you've been working on your mental game, if you're practicing mindfulness, you know, calming those nerves.
Yeah.
You can stay focused. You can bounce back from mistakes. You're just more resilient overall.
So it's like you're training your brain to handle pressure better.
Exactly. And there's a ton of research to back this up.
Like what?
Well, there was this one study in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology.
Okay.
They found that athletes who did mindfulness for just 30 minutes a day during the off season, their focus improved like 20% when they were competing. That's insane.
Wow. 20%. That's wild. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because, like, when I was training for that marathon, oh, man, I hit that wall, you know, around mile 20, and I was ready to quit.
Ugh.
But all week, I had been, like, visualizing myself crossing the finish line, feeling that sense of accomplishment.
Right.
And somehow, that image, it really helped me push through. It's like my brain already knew what to do.
It's amazing how powerful that is, right?
So do athletes actually use visualization like that a lot?
All the time.
Yeah.
One technique they use is called imagery scripting.
Imagery scripting.
Yeah. It's where they create like the super detailed script in their mind of their ideal performance, like what they see, hear, feel, everything.
Wow.
And they rehearse it over and over. So when they get to the actual competition, their brain's already been there, done that.
So it's like mental practice.
Exactly. It helps build those neural pathways like they're actually performing.
That's so cool. Okay, so we've talked about mindfulness and visualization.
Mm-hmm.
What about like setting goals?
Yeah.
How does that fit into this whole off-season training thing?
Oh, goal setting is huge. It gives athletes direction, something to aim for. But the trick is the goals have to be challenging, but also achievable. So they feel motivated and build confidence along the way.
So it's like finding that sweet spot between pushing yourself and staying realistic.
Exactly. And that's where working with a sports psychologist can be so valuable.
Oh, right. Like Davenport Psychology, they're all about that personalized approach, right?
Yeah. They work with athletes in Florida and tons of other states, like over 40 states, I think.
Wow, that's a lot.
They do a lot of telehealth stuff, too. And they really emphasize figuring out what each athlete needs, like their individual strengths and weaknesses.
I see. So it's not just about adding new skills. It's also about dealing with, like, mental blocks, right?
Exactly. They help athletes identify those limiting beliefs, those negative thoughts that hold them back, and reframe them into something more positive.
That's so smart. It's like you can have all the talent in the world, but if your head's not in the game,
you're not going to reach your full potential. It's like they always say, the mental game is just as important as the physical game.
Well said. So I guess what we're really learning here is that the off season, it's not really off at all, is it?
Nope, not at all. It's prime time to build a stronger foundation, both mentally and physically.
Awesome. I think we've covered a ton today. To recap, the off season is a strategic time for athletes to level up their mental game and really get ready for what's next.
And I think that applies to all of us, whether we're athletes or not.
Totally agree.
So here's something to think about as you go about your day.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you are prepping for your next big challenge, whatever it is, what's the one mental skill you'd focus on to really unlock your potential?
Good question. Thanks for joining us today, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.